You said about them talking about Beyblade then dipping. Yeah. That is that one. That specifically is why I made the Beyblade Burst GT review the way I made it, because I would just have people come into my chat on non-Beyblade related videos, and they would just come in here, and then they would just ask, when is the Beyblade GT review dropping? And then once I answered, they would just leave. It's like, my nigga, you can't even stay like five minutes. You can't even stay for like half an hour. Like, what are we doing? These niggas would really come in here, try to get the update on the Beyblade content, and then just leave. It's like you moving like the feds, bro. Like, you moving like the landlord, knocking at my door, being like, yo, where's the rep money? That's what it felt like. I was like, yo, what the hell is this, man? Like, I said, that's why I was deeply annoyed. I was so irritated by the amount of, like, people asking me about that GT review. And I, at first, I don't think GT is even, I was like, GT ain't even a good enough, GT ain't even a good enough season. GT ain't even a good enough season. No, I agree, Superfast. No hate, but like, no hate to nobody that does that. But again, I'm totally valid with being a bit annoyed by that. Like, that's what I mean. Like, I have no hate against nobody that does that, but I'm completely valid feeling a bit annoyed by that. Because, again, like, I'll get to it later, but, yeah, that's why I dropped the GT review right there, because I don't feel like that season was even good enough to the warrant this type of niggas getting on my ass 24/7 asking about this. So I was like, you know what? I'm just pissed off. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna give people this GT review, and I'm not gonna put any effort into it. And then maybe that will teach y'all. That's a lot of reason to why I did the video like that. I was like, maybe this will be a lesson for niggas to leave me alone. I'm like, this will be a lesson to leave me alone. It will come when it comes, but do not get on my case about, like, me dropping something. Because, like, if you get on my case a lot of times for me to drop something, I'm not dropping it. Or if I do drop it, I'm going to give you the bare minimum and you're going to have to hold. Like, that's really what it is, too. That's the other thing that was a little pissing me off, too. I get a lot of comments and, like, people get on my head about, like, when's the new Beyblade video or when's the new Beyblade this and this. But niggas aren't showing. These niggas aren't showing up when I drop the content. Or, like, some people, they actually do pull through. Some people, they be getting on my head and want the Beyblade content, and when I upload the video, they're immediately there. So at least they're being consistent. At least they're being consistent. I can't hit on people that are at least being consistent with their agenda. But there are some people, I feel like sometimes they come in my chat, or they come into my comments, and they just be saying, yo, where's the Beyblade content? Where's the Beyblade content? And then I drop the Beyblade video, and that video just struggling to get 1,000 views. So then I'm like, okay, well, you're not being consistent with your agendas then. Like, am I not crazy for calling out that foolishness? I'm just gonna put this quick rant out of the way, and then we're gonna get back to Pokemon Pocket. So trust me, we are playing Pokemon Pocket today. One thing that sucks about YouTube and content creation just in general is fans do not like content creators branching out to different things. I actually despise it a lot. I actually genuinely despise it. Like, I hate it so much. People, subscribers, or just content, like, fans in general, they don't like people growing. They just want to feel comfortable and just have their creator that they follow just be stuck making only one type of content and never branch out. And if you ever try to branch out, then these niggas are just like, oh no, you only blew up on this thing. You only blew up on this thing, so you can never actually, like, blow up in something else. And it's like, they try to set you in this box. I don't know if it's, like, out of jealousy or something, but it's just like, it's so stupid because it's just like, why are you so scared of somebody doing something else? And I think it's too because they think, like, oh, that person's gonna drop whatever niche that they're making content on and stuff like that. But if you are always trying to put someone in the box for that niche, then you're basically setting up that person to drop said niche. So you're basically setting yourselves up for this shit that you don't want to happen. So just in general, it's just stupid. It's actually so, I hate it so much. I see it happens to so many content creators. Looking at your channel, YouTube is trying to put you in that Beyblade, but oh yeah, it definitely is. Oh, it definitely is. And that's the thing too, like, I at first, I blew up from JJK content. When the JJK anime comes back, trust me, I will be back doing more JJK videos. I tried to make a JJK video recently, but, you know, YouTube said, you know, who's this going out to, you know? The video didn't do as well. But I'm still gonna lock in with more JJK videos once the anime comes back. I also think, too, just JJK isn't that, like, that good right now to make YouTube videos on because the manga ended. So when the anime comes back, I'm gonna get more of some of my funny videos up. But yeah, I blew up from JJK videos. And then I started making some Beyblade videos because I enjoy it. And then niggas just said, like, niggas just decided, you're a Beyblade channel now. And if you try to make any other content than that, like, my fan base was like, yeah, you just only make Beyblade content now. That's the only thing we want from you. And I appreciate all the support and everything like that. But my thing is that, like, if you're not here for me, I genuinely just want you to unsubscribe. That's how I feel. Like, if you're not here for me, then please just leave. Like, no hard ways. No hate. But if you're just not here for me, then you just leave. I get it, though. Some people just watch certain channels just for the niche or whatever. Whatever niche it is. They're not really here for the content creator. They just want to... Basically, they just want to see their niche on the screen. And they actually don't care about the nigga there. That's really what it is a lot of the times. And, like, I get it. No shade. I ain't even mad at it. But just leave. Just don't be getting on my case about, like... Don't be telling me what I have to upload. That's one thing I hate too. When niggas try to tell me what I have to upload. I hate that shit. Because it's like, you're not the one putting in the work to do that shit at all. If you want that certain type of video, then why aren't you making it? Why aren't you making it then? If you want that specific topic of, like, that specific burst video and talking about that specific thing in burst, and I'm not making it immediately, and that's pissing you off because apparently I'm the babe. You've convinced yourself that, like, I'm the Beyblade only guy, and it's my obligation apparently to only make Beyblade content. Then you can make that video yourself from day one. I've always said I will just make content on shit I feel like, and eventually when I get bored of certain things, I just move on. And I've said this multiple times. I will get bored of making Beyblade videos. I've gotten bored of making Beyblade videos tons of times. There's reasons why I go on, like, month breaks. I'm not uploading Beyblade content and I come back. Because sometimes I just need a break from making content on that. Because I also think, too, a lot of the fan base for Beyblade Burst, just specifically, is a lot of young kids. I've noticed that. And especially when I go on TikTok and I see some of, like, some of the comment section, I can tell these are people probably like 16, whatever. These are annoying ass young niggas, man. These are annoying ass kids, man. Like, no care for the world. Like, they don't care. So I was just like, you know what? That's what's gonna happen. You're gonna have to get humbled. Never get here. Never come here and start telling me what I have to upload. You can give me suggestions. And there's nothing wrong with suggestions. But when people just try to come in here and they tell me what I have to upload, like they say it's an obligation. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. That's going to piss me off. Like, don't do that shit. Cause, like, you're not the one there putting in that effort and that grind to get the videos out. So yeah, right now I'm enjoying making some Beyblade content again, but eventually I'm going to get tired of it. I'm going to do something else. And the other thing that sucks too is when you try to switch to other content, obviously, it's not going to blow up right away. Like, if I switch to another niche, it's not going to do well right away. It's going to take some time. But to get to that point, then you got all the old fans of the other niche coming in and saying, yo, get back to the Beyblade content. Where's the Beyblade content? Why are you trying to be different? Get back to the Beyblade content. And the people that do that, genuinely, just unsubscribe and leave. You're losers. Just leave. Anyone who does that, leave. I feel like, too, subscribers are, like, fans of, like, creators. Just, like, forget that creators are human beings. Like, I feel like there's a lot of entitlement that comes from it. That, like, because the job is just, they feel like your job is not, like, that hard, that like they they'd say like, we're basically giving you our money. We're basically like, we're basically supporting you. You wouldn't be anything without us. We have the right to basically be like the manager of your career. And it's like, that's not how the hell it works at all. Once again, very thankful for all the support and everything like that. But there is a fine line. Once you cross a line and you try to be my manager, you're out. Just do you, bro, and take your time. You can't rush a well-thought-out video. That's what I'm saying. That's pretty much what it is, too. I don't understand why this community is as toxic as it is. It's very weird. I just even, like, aside from, like, people just wanting content, I think the way, like, people discuss characters is very toxic, too. It's very cringe. Like, just, I feel like the Beyblade power scaling community is very cringe. Like, just, like, a lot of Vault, Iga, Shu, Free, and, like, Louis fans, like, those five fans, I actually want to make a video about this, too. And I probably won't even script it, because I feel like I just rant about it for, like, 10 minutes, and it would be a great video, and I just need to, like, edit it a bit. But, like, the fans of those five characters are just as bad as every single Toxic Ryuga fan, and Beyblade Burst fans will sit there and get mad at Toxic Ryuga fans, and it makes no sense. They are the same people. They're absolutely the same people. It makes absolutely no sense. They're all the same people. They're all the same people. They're all the same people. You will see a Toxic Louis or Free fan. They are just Ryuga fans. And they act like they're not. They're all the same. Every single one of them are the same. They're all so irritating. They're all so irritating. Like, when I go into TikTok and I see, like, comments of, like, someone gassing, like, a certain character from Burst and are just like, well, guess what? Your goat didn't beat my goat. And it's just, like, it's so cringe. It's like, why? A lot of Beyblade Burst fans, they don't actually care about the story. They just care about dick measuring contests. That's all they care about. They self-insert themselves in... they self-insert themselves in whatever their favorite goat is. And if their goat doesn't win every single fight, then, like, they're trash. And then they just, like... They just do dick measuring contests of, like, who has more wins against the other? Who bodied the other guy more? Like, no one actually cares about the writing at all. They do not care about the story. I've noticed that. A lot of them actually do not care about the story. A lot of them act like they care about the story, but do not. Because I'm telling you, the amount of times, like, a lot of times, like, when I hear, like, plot armor, the plot armor stuff, I actually want to make a video talking just even about that, too. There are times, definitely, when, like, plot armor exists. But, like, in general, I feel like the Beyblade Burst community specifically, I don't see this in metal a lot. I don't see this a lot when people talk about Metal Fusion stuff. But Beyblade Burst specifically, the way these niggas talk about plot armor is some of the most head-scratching shit I've ever witnessed. I've never seen a community so delusional when it comes to scaling. I've never seen a community so delusional with the term plot armor. I don't even think they understand what that term means. They're actually so delusional. So delusional with it. It's actually insane. If their favorite character loses a single time, they just spam plot armor. Again, like you said, Superfires, there are definitely times where, like, I agree. There are definitely times where, like, there's some plot armor. But I feel like a lot of times there's a mass amount of hypocrisy when people are making these plot armor comparisons compared to other characters. And again, I just feel like it's just extreme bias. And I guess because, like, these kids grew up on the show, so they just have, like, nostalgia goggles. And, like, they've made Beyblade Burst, like, their entire personality since they were, like, I don't know, fucking 5. And like, they're, like, 16, approaching 18 now, and they still made that their entire personality. Like, it's just, like, yo, like, it's so cringe. It's so cringe. Yeah. I actually love that we're having this topic right now. Again, we'll get back to Pokemon Pocket, but I actually am really happy that we're having this topic because... I mean, having this talk because I have been holding a lot of this shit in. I've been holding a lot of this annoyance in for, like, a minute. And it feels good to, like, it feels good to at least, like, talk about it with other people and know that I do not feel insane right now. Because, again, the Beyblade Burst community, like, holy hell, like, a lot of them just, like, mentally tweaked, man, like, actually so irritating. I fully understand, like, when I heard about, like, some reactors, like, stopped reacting to the show, I didn't understand it at first, but now I kind of understand why some people were reacting to the show and then didn't want to do it anymore, because, like, it's just toxic, just toxic community. It's toxic community. There are definitely, I met some great people during my journey from Beyblade Burst, but I've also just had like annoying instances where like I open up my comment section and I check certain comments and I'm just like actually annoyed, where I'm like, why am I getting these type of comments from like Beyblade? Respectfully. Respectfully. At the end of the day, let's be all blunt with ourselves. At the end of the day, this is an anime about fucking spinning tops. About spinning tops. Some of y'all actually do way too much over some spinning tops. Like, deadass. Like, I know I've had my whole rant about, like, the Beyblade X anime and everything like that. But, like, at the end of the day, this is a fucking series about spinning tops. Like, these arguments should not be this deep. It should not be this deep, bro. Like it is, like, some of these, some, I've seen some people get, like, actually genuinely, like, heated and, like, start name-calling people, like, aggressively over debates over this spinning top anime. It is a spinning top anime, bro. It should never be this deep. Like, let's just be real with ourselves. The plot is only, like, that intricate. It only gets to a certain point. Like, let's be real with ourselves. Like, obviously, I think Chouji is the best season. But, like, if we're talking about in terms of, like, writing and, like, some of my favorites, a lot of my other favorite series, bro, like, a lot of my other favorites completely neg it. Like, this is a Beyblade series. Why are we being this toxic over Beyblade? I love Beyblade, but it does not deserve this level of fucking toxicity. It's not some masterclass. It's not some masterclass. It does not deserve this level of toxicity. It genuinely doesn't. I'm so confused. It doesn't make sense. Like, some of y'all need to, like, find other hobbies or find, like, deadass just, like, other series to talk about. Like, I genuinely feel there are some people where, like, Beyblade is their entire lives and they have nothing else. Like, it's literally as bad as, like, some people where their only thing is, like, One Piece. And I know people that only just do One Piece are, like, a lot of them are tweaked. So that's like, the vibe I get. It's like, please, like, cognitively have a shift and, like, wake up. Like, please. Like, genuinely, it feels like a thing where I have to say, go outside. Unless it's Chikawa, then, like, you're cooked. If it's Chikawa, I can understand that you making that your entire personality. Because that's valid, okay? That's wholesome content. That's valid. But, like, Beyblade, your entire personality, what are we doing? What are we doing? Like, we've lost the plot.